Poetry lovers, this Father's Day, give the gift of poetry with Father versus Sons, a moving, funny, and richly illustrated book from the iconic Beat Generation author, Herbert Gold, and his twin sons. Father versus Sons, a correspondence in poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Nahum, Spring Songs, by Moses Ibn Ezra, translated from the Hebrew by Emma Lazarus. 1. Now the dreary winter's over, fled with him our grief and pain. When the trees their bloom recover, then the soul is born again. Spikenard blossoms shaking, perfume all the air, and in bud and flower breaking, stands my garden fair. Wild with swelling gladness bless, heaves my friend's rejoicing breast. Oh, come home, lost friend of mine, scared from out my tent and land. Drink from me the spicy wine, milk and must from out my hand. Cares which hovered round my brow vanish, while the garden now girds itself with myrtle hedges, bright-hued edges round it lie. Suddenly, all my sorrows die. See the breathing myrrh trees blow, aromatic airs enfold me, while the splendor and the glow of the walnut branches hold me. And a balsam breath is flowing through the leafy shadows green. On the left, the cassia's growing, on the right, the aloe's seen. Lo, the clear up crystalline, in itself a gem of art, ruby red foams up with wine, sparkling, rich with froth and bubble. I forget the want and trouble buried deep within my heart. Where is he who lingered here but a little while agone, from the homestead he has flown, from the city sped alone, dwelling in the forest drear? O come again to those who wait thee long, and who will greet thee with a choral song. Beloved, kindled bright, once more thine everlasting light, through three, O cherub with protecting wings, my glory out of darkness springs. 2. Crocus and spikenard blossom on my lawn. The brier fades, the thistles is withdrawn. Behold, where glass clear brooks are flowing, the splendor of the myrtle blowing. The garden tree has doffed her widow's veil and shines in festal garb in verdure pale. The turtle dove is cooing. Hark, is that the warble of the lark? Unto their perches they return again. O brothers, carol forth your joyous strain. Pour out full-throated ecstasy of mirth, proclaiming the Lord's glory to the earth. One with a low, sweet song, one echoing loud and long, chanting the music of a spirit strong. In very tins the landscape glows, in rich array appears the rose, while the pomegranate's wreath of green, the gauzy red and snow-white blossoms screen. Who loves it now rejoices for its sake, and those are glad who sleep, and those who wake. When cool breath evening visiteth the world, in flower and leaf the beaded dew is pearled, reviving all that droops at length, and to the languid giving strength. Now in the east the shining light behold, the sun has oped a lustrous path of gold, within my narrow garden's greenery, short forth a branch sprang to a splendid tree. Then in mine ear the joyous words did ring. From Jesse's root a verdant branch shall spring. My friend has cast his eyes upon my grief. According to his mercy sends relief. Hark, the redemption hour's resounding stroke for him who bore with patient heart the yoke. About this poem. Nahum, Spring Songs, appears in the Poems of Emma Lazarus in two volumes, Volume 2, Jewish Poems, Translations, published in 1889. In Metaphor and Imagination in Medieval Jewish Thought, Moses ibn Ezra, Judah Lehevi, Moses Maimonides, and Shem Tov ibn Falakera, researcher and scholar of Jewish studies Diana Lynn Roberts Zotter emphasize, in medieval Al-Andalus, metaphor was not only considered the highest form of poetic expression, but also an important component in epistemology, because analogies expressed within metaphoric language conveyed multiple meanings that begged to be deciphered cognitively. Ibn Ezra's introduction in his poetic treatise of a cognitive component to metaphor has ramifications beyond Hebrew poetic theory. His view is that in addition to being the ultimate rhetorical ornament, metaphor is a figure of speech that requires rational examination to unlock its meaning, opens the doors for a new understanding of scriptural metaphor, and even allows other medieval Jewish thinkers like Maimonides to examine metaphor philosophically. As for ornamentation, Ibn Ezra insists there is no harm in metaphoric language. Indeed, one cannot write about it. Many figures of speech, such as metaphor and hyperbole, are already found in the books of prophecy. Ibn Ezra's classification of metaphor builds on Aristotle, who wrote in his Poetics, "Metaphor consists in giving the thing a name that belongs to something else, the transference being either the genus to species, or the species to genus, or from species to species, or on grounds of analogy." For both Ibn Ezra and Aristotle, metaphor involves borrowing one term to render another, and implies a comparison of analogy between the thing and its linguistic representation. Yet Ibn Ezra takes Aristotle's definition one step further by elaborating on the need to mentally scrutinize the metaphor. He suggests that readers, as they contemplate the metaphor, examine it deeply and logically, and weigh in on the scales of investigation.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.